Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
The oil giant BP has laid out its plans to have U.S. taxpayers pay for nearly $10 billion of the costs of its oil gusher in the Gulf of Mexico, even though the Obama administration has said that BP would bear the entire cost of cleaning up the Gulf. You see, BP said it would post $32 billion in losses to reflect costs of the spill, now and into the future. U.S. tax law gives companies credits of up to 35% of their losses. These tax credits mean U.S. taxpayers will pay a third of BP's expenses from the Gulf oil disaster. The $10 billion gift from U.S. taxpayers to BP, however, is a drop in the bucket compared to the over half a trillion dollars in consumption subsidies for fossil fuels worldwide in 2008. That's according to a recent report from four influential international organizations: the International Energy Agency, the IEA, OPEC, the industrialized nations in the OECD, and the World Bank. They found that total world consumption subsidies were $557 billion in 2008, which was the most recent one they could analyze data from. Iran was a king of fossil fuel subsidies for its citizens, over $100 billion that year alone, or a third of the country's central budget. Now, this report only considers subsidies to consumers. That means that the $10 billion contribution to BP from U.S. taxpayers would not be included in the total, even if it had taken place in 2008. Also not included are any other subsidies to producers of oil, gas, and coal. These can be substantial. Just take two: military expenditures and costs of climate chaos. In the 1980s, Amory Lovins looked at what the U.S. military was spending in the Mideast. Under the Carter Doctrine, the U.S. had declared that it would use its military to defend sources of Persian Gulf oil. Lovins calculated that each barrel of oil imported to the U.S. from the Mideast cost over $500 when the military costs were included. As for the cost of climate chaos, how do you add up the costs of droughts, forest fires, floods like the one from this recent dam break in Iowa, deaths in heat waves, more and stronger hurricanes, and the other effects of a warming planet? Just Hurricane Katrina may have caused $150 billion or more in damages and other economic losses. What would happen to prices if those costs were factored into the price of a gallon of oil or a ton of coal? Fatih Birol, chief economist at the International Energy Agency in Paris, told the Financial Times that removing subsidies could change the energy game, quote, quickly and substantially. He continued, quote, "I see fossil fuel subsidies as the appendicitis of the global energy system, which needs to be removed for a healthy, sustainable development future," unquote. Getting rid of appendicitis, that sounds like a good idea. Leaving the medical metaphor, though, what would it mean, literally? The IEA calculates that phasing out consumer subsidies would cut primary global energy demand by 2020 by an amount equivalent to the current energy consumption of Japan, Korea, Australia, and New Zealand combined. For oil in particular, phasing out subsidies would cut global oil demand by 6.5 million barrels a day in 2020, mostly in the transportation sector. This is around one-third of current consumption in the world's biggest consumer of oil, the U.S. Getting rid of just the consumer subsidies would also lower CO2 emissions by an amount equivalent to the current emissions of France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and the U.K. combined. There's a catch, though. Many of the consumer subsidies are targeted at the poor, in a world where 1.5 billion people still have no access to electricity, and around 2.5 billion people are using traditional biomass as their primary source of energy. For the poor, subsidies can make a huge difference, and it's politically difficult to remove them. Take the leader in consumer subsidies, Iran, with its over $100 billion spent in 2008. The leadership there has a plan for subsidy reform, but if they put it into effect, they risk being ousted in a popular uprising. I'm sure that Iran's leaders are aware that the 2007 saffron revolution in Burma was triggered when the government removed subsidies for diesel, gasoline, and natural gas. As far as I can tell, the IEA report ignored the impact of an imminent peak in decline in world oil production on fossil fuel prices, subsidies, and consumption. Next week, I'll take a look at what they may have missed. I'm Carl Etnayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.